Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you definitely live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 366. We have an interesting show for you today. I found this gadget maybe about 6 months ago, and I've been putting it through its paces, and I really like it. It's come in handy, and I think you're going to like it. Let's take a look at it. It's on camera too, and this is actually called the Preserve, like Preserve in the Woods. This is a Preserve AC 1200, and it looks pretty intimidating. It looks pretty menacing, but in all actuality, it's quite functional. Let's take a close-up of it so we can see what the various features are of this. Now, what this device will do, actually it will do many things. This is a Wi-Fi range extender. It's 1200 MIPS, Wi-Fi booster, signal extender, and Wi-Fi repeater with four really powerful, as you can see, external antennas. It's called the AC1200 Wi-Fi signal adapter, dual external band. And this is available right now, and it will actually amplify both the 2.5 gigahertz frequencies and also the 5 gigahertz frequencies. So very functional. So let's take a look at the different components. Right off the bat, clearly you can see these four antennas, and these are what I call swivels. So they'll basically turn pretty much in any direction, and the reason you would want that is you could kind of put these in the direction of your router or in the direction of where you want to zap the force. So this can get pretty funky looking and pretty weird, but believe me, it does work. These antennas totally rotatable and do a great job. The way I happen to have mine configured, and I have two of these, is something like this. And what I find is it gives me just the right amount of coverage actually throughout a very large house. It works really well. So let's put these antennas back like so, and let's point out some of the interesting features. So I'm going to move this very close up front. So what you're going to see now is the front of the unit, and right here you can't miss this. This is the WPS button. This is the Wi-Fi protected setup button. You push this once and this will basically give you one key encryption. This is the maximum simplified way to set this thing. It connects easily to your network and very quickly. So typically, just to cut through all the clamor, because there's a lot to this, typically when you push this button, you'd go back and push the WPS button on your router. 99% of all the routers today have a WPS button. So essentially, you're going to sync those two together, and that leaves a lot of programming, if you will, entering in your username, passcode, things of that nature. But if you don't have that WPS button on your router, don't worry about it. It will still hook up, and we'll show you how to do that. So right there, as I said, is the WPS button, and the lights on this are quite nice. All these are actually LED indicators, including your antenna signal. It is also lit up, which is nice. So this is your Wi-Fi LAN power button, which would be right here. It will show you the strength. Not only will it show you the strength, it will show you the strength visually in terms of one light, two lights, and three lights. So that in itself is very clever. I like that a lot. And you can just visually look at it as you move this device throughout your house to see where you're going to get the best amplification of your Wi-Fi signal. On the side here, there's a bunch of buttons, but basically, this is your AP router, repeater, power, and your on and off button. That's what these are here. And then over here, if you can see it, it's a very small hole. This is your reset button. I recommend resetting this device as soon as you get it. Just reset it. And they actually had given us, which I thought was kind of neat, of course, a thank you note, but you'll notice this little device here. It looks like a paper clip, but has a little long extended end. This is actually a reset button, and it works quite nice. I actually have a couple of these around, and this is a handy little thing to have. Of course, you could use a paper clip, and of course, you're going to lose this, but you may want to just tape this on the back of the unit or tape it someplace where you know it is. But this device will help you reset not only this, but a lot of other things. And the reset just basically is going to go like that. You push it in, you'll hear a click, and it resets. So that's the basics of this. And if that's not enough, on the bottom of it, which is really, really handy, did you ever have a situation where you need a wired Ethernet cable and it's in the back room and you just don't have any way of getting it? This device will actually do that, because on the bottom here, as you can see, there's not only one, but there's two Ethernet jacks. So now you can have two Ethernet devices. Why would you want that? Well, you may want to run a computer, you may want to run a streaming device, Roku box or whatever, and you may want it hardwired. This will allow you to put a hardwired jack, if you will, Ethernet jack, anywhere in your home, because the top of this will actually act as a receiver and give you that availability. So it's really a very, very handy device, to say the least. Let's take a look now as to what comes with the device. It's actually very simple. Of course, you get your thank you card, and you get your little reset clip here, which I really like. You're going to get an instruction sheet, which I have to tell you is very well laid out, very simple to use. And last but not least, they're nice guys, and they actually throw in an Ethernet cable in case you don't have one. I have about 50,000 of these. So it comes pretty complete. So the setup is really simple. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to set the switch repeater position into the repeater mode. So you're actually going to go down here, and if you'll see the switch here, let's back this off. Right there is actually the repeater mode. It's in the middle. So that's already set to the repeater mode. The next thing you want to do is you want to plug this in and watch the indicator lights. So this, of course, plugs into the wall, and because I don't have a wall socket conveniently located here, what I'm going to do is I have an extension cord. This is not the way you would hook it up, but for illustration purposes, I'm just going to plug this into the device so we could turn it on. So now if we look at it, you will see that the power light on the very bottom here, that indicator light, is on. And in a minute or two or three, whatever it is, all these lights will start to light up, and this device is actually going to seek out your router signal. So what they recommend is to reset this as soon as you turn it on. So we'll do that. So I'm holding that for roughly 10 seconds. And you can actually hear a little click. So that's been reset. And right now, this light is actually blue. It may look green because of the camera and things like that, but trust me, that light is blue. So what they want you to do right now is to wait a couple seconds until those lights start going through their paces, and they want the power light to turn green. And you can see it's starting to light up and detect where the modem is. Now I'm like 4 feet from my modem router right now, so we should get pretty good signal. Now in the interim, they want you to go on to your smartphone or your tablet or your computer, whatever you want, and they want you to hook this up. And the website that you would do this is 192.168.10.1. If you don't want to do that, the instructions come right with it, and as you can see, it's going to say go to HTTP AP setup, and they want you to launch the browser that's there. Okay, so if we take a look at the device, at the AC1200, you'll see that the lights are blinking, blah blah blah, and they want this light to go solid green. It's actually solid blue. I know it looks green, but mine, neither of them, and I have two of these, ever went solid green. So let's just proceed ahead, and now I'm going to go into my Wi-Fi network, and it wants me to look for either a wireless N or a wireless AC and connect to that. So as I scroll down, I see both the wireless AC right here, and I also see the wireless N. So what I'm going to do is I am going to connect up to the wireless N network. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm locking my iPhone, which is I'm using now, I'm locking it on to this device here. As you can see now, I'm on the wireless N network, which is what this wants. All right, now what we want to do, if we go back, is go to this AP setup. All right, so we're going to go into Safari, and AP setup, there it is. And that's exactly what it wants me to see. And now I'm going to log on for the one time as administrator. So that's what we'll do. ADMIN. One time only, and we're going to press this. And there we go. US. There we go. All right, so that takes care of that. The time zone that I'm in, I'm actually right now in Arizona. We have our own time zone, so we'll click that. And I'm going to put in a new login password. So let me do that. If we look at the lights on the unit itself, you can see that, wow, I've got full power there, three lights, the WPS is on. I don't need to push it and push my router because I've already entered in the username and password. We did it the manual way, and this thing's lit up like a Christmas tree, and now we're at 100%, and I am pretty much all hooked up. Okay, so pretty much in less than 2 minutes, we've hooked this device up, and if you look at it again on camera two here, you'll see that we have full signal as indicated by the three bars. So now, essentially, all you're going to do at this point is unplug this device and walk through your house. And let's say you would put this initially between the farthest point of your house and the farthest point of the router where that's located. And what you want to do, essentially, is put this midway. And when you put this midway, you're just going to check to see how many bars are on this. If it's full bars, then I would move this actually closer to the last room in the house that doesn't have any signal. So even if you get one bar on this, it will still give you fairly good reception. Obviously, you want the most bars because that's going to give you the most juice and the best reception. So essentially, all you do now is just walk it in, plug it into maybe one or two outlets, and you'll see that you'll get probably two or three bars as I did. I have a 6,000 square foot house, and this is at one end, and actually the router is at the other end, and it works flawless. It just works real well. You can extend these this, that, and this way, and it will increase or decrease the range slightly, but as I said, I have mine in this configuration kind of like this. There we go. And it just kind of seems to give you the right spray, if you will, of signal. But this works real well, no doubt about it. So now I have the device hooked up. It's in the back room. It's way at the other end of the house, and I mean way at the end of the house. So what I'm going to do now is take a look at my cell phone. And as you'll see here, that if you scroll down here, here are my two new networks from that device. So here's TPG. X2, you can see that 2.4G and TPG underscore extension, if you will, 5G. So those are the two networks, and as you can see, they are five stars, if you will. There's no question about that. So without a doubt, the unit works, and it works real well. Now, when you plug that in, as you're searching out where you get the best signal, again, you may get three full bars midway. If you do that, then move it a little bit further. And what you may want to do, and this is what I did when I first started out with these devices, I actually moved the device to the furthest room in the home, or your office, wherever you may be. And typically, right off the bat, you'll have three bars, so you're done at that point. And again, you're able to control to actually hook in two different cords, if you will, to control to operate two different devices. If you're on Wi-Fi, then obviously you would look for those extensions signals because they've created two new Wi-Fi sources for you, both 2G and 5G, if your router puts that out. The other thing I'll caution you is you have to wait like 3 minutes. You just don't plug it in and it lights up. You'll plug it in and you'll get no bars and you'll get one bar. And then you think, oh, it's only one bar. But if you wait 3 to 5 minutes, you'll see that that's the time it needs, approximately that, to give you the full reading of the 1 to 3 bars. I have had no problems. And what's nice about this is it's actually extended the Wi-Fi range outside. And that's really nice. Again, your username and password is the same. And I showed you the local way to hook that up. If you don't want to do that and you have the WPS button on your router and also on the, of course, on the device itself. You just push that, and it will take care of all that handwork for you. But either way, it will work just fine. So I'm going to take a look here. We're going to go back to Amazon, and we'll show you that this device actually is very affordable. It sells for $59.99. It's Prime, so it will ship in 2 days if you have Prime. Very good deal. Works real well. I don't have any complaints at all. It's a 3-in-1 Wi-Fi extender booster, ideal for extending Wi-Fi to devices like the iPhone, the iPad, Android devices, Echo, Alexa devices, yada, 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 multi-stream players, Sam, you get it. There's no more dead zones, which is really why I purchased the device. And what's unique about this is these antennas that you can actually see here, these antennas are not the usual. You'll get 4 5 gigabyte antennas. They're not the 3 gigabyte antennas. They will work with 3, but these are very long and very nicely designed antennas, which give you that boost, which is what you want. So typically, if you buy these devices, you might see 1 antenna, 2. Some have 3. This one has 4. Definitely a better device, no question about that. It will simultaneously broadcast the dual band, enabling blazing fast Wi-Fi speeds. This says up to 867 5 gigahertz megabits. So that's pretty good. With 3 connection modes, you can put it in the repeater mode, the AP mode, the router mode. Your repeater mode is basically for extending the power that you have in your existing Wi-Fi coverage, which is essentially what we just did. The AP mode is for covering a wired network to a wireless network, and the router mode is for creating an instant private wireless network to enable multiple devices to share to it. So you have a lot of options there. I'm sure one of them will be the right one for you, but at 59, it's called 60 bucks. It's a tremendous value, and I think you will be extremely happy with it. So once again, it is called the Preserve Wi-Fi Range Extender, and really cool device. I'm very happy with it, which is why I have 2 of them. So let's get on with some apps of the day. We have a bunch of them, and the first app is right here. This one right now is only working on the iOS system, so all you Apple folks out there should be happy. This is called Just Watch, and this is totally legal, totally free, and you can check the legal offerings available for movies and TV shows. Either you want to watch them online or at the cinema. We list all offers for 37 premium streaming providers, and we cover most cinemas in all the United States with all their movie times. So if you're new on Netflix or your cinema near you or kids movies or TV shows, this will show you where everything is at to be legally streamed. And there's a lot of places I never heard of that do streaming. So this is a wonderful app, and it's totally 100% free. And everybody likes free. All right. Next, we have an app called View. This is a movie and a video editor for you. It works really nice. You want to get the most likes on an Instagram and or Facebook. View is a most fashionable app to do this. View is a video camera empowering users to capture memorable moments and edit them through adding filters, stickers, or montages. And most importantly, it's very easy to share these created images with anybody you want on your social media sites. So it's a lot of fun. You have more than 30 sticker designs. You have 60 seconds of clips that allows you to basically take some of your clips that you have and put them on, juxtaposition them. And it's a very cool, creative app. I've used it twice now, and I'm starting to really like it. And it's cool if you put something up on Instagram or Facebook. It looks animated, and it looks a lot more professional, and henceforth it will increase your viewership. So plus, it's a lot of fun to fool around with that app, no question about that. All right, This next one is called Motion Stills, GIF and Collage. This is going to turn your live photos, and this is only for the iOS, your live photos, your cinematic GIFs, and your video collages with Google's advanced stabilization technology. You can create epic movies and video collages with this, and video collages are really cool. So you're seeing a bunch of things on the screen with motion at the same time. I like that a lot. You can add fun motion text and also creature features to the tracks. You can share the motion stills as looping GIFs directly to your favorite messaging apps. You can pick the best frames to export your motion skills as live photos so you never miss that cool moment. Check this out. It's very, very good. Oddly enough, it only got a 2.8 rating. I don't think a lot of people know that this app is even around, but it's pretty good and it's well worth the price, which is free. You know, one thing about these free apps, I got to tell you, they're free. So if you don't like them, try them out and then you can just dump them. But you'll be surprised how many things are out there that are totally free and yet totally functional. So, all right, let's move on here. This one is called Quick. If you guys have a GoPro, this is a no-brainer. You just want this. This is free. But you can create awesome videos with just a few taps. You choose your favorite photos and your favorite video clips and then let Quick work its magic in seconds, and it really is in seconds. It finds great moments, adds beautiful transitions and effects, and syncs everything to the beat of whatever music you want. This is a cool app. It really is, and it works well. So simple to use. I love this thing. You can customize your story with text, music, and more easily share it with your friends. Editing has never been so fast or so much fun. Very, very nice. You also have the ability to choose what video styles you want, what soundtracks you want, and it's a very simple, fun app to use, and it's very intuitive. So if you were to load this app, I think you'll be very pleased with it, and especially if you have the GoPro, because you could do so many cool things, and it doesn't matter which GoPro you have. You can have one of the first built ones. It will still take that footage and allow you to edit it with your Android, with your pretty much any smartphone that you have, and actually I should say only the smartphone. Your iOS, excuse me, I'm just reading that up on top. This app is only available in the App Store for iOS devices. I'm not sure if the Android has a sister or a brother app. I'll have to check, but in any event, it's called Quick. Very nice app, no question. This one is called Quip, Docs, Chat, and Spreadsheets. I love this. This will work on either platform, I'm sure that. It will work on the Android operating system and also on the iOS. This is just a brilliant app. There's no doubt about it. What you need to understand is that this is one app. It's a simple place to work teams of for creative living documents. It combines charts, documents, task lists, spreadsheets, all in one app. And the nice thing about it is if you want to do any collaboration, everybody has access to the same app in real time. So you can skip the endless chains of what do you like, how do you like this back and forth. This will do it instantly. Very well done. It edits docs with your office coworkers. It takes notes and everybody can see them. It shares grocery lists with your family if so desired. So if I want some pizza sauce and someone else wanted some pizza sauce, it will appear on both lists. Nice. You can organize your tasks. You can collaborate and chat with any group or team on the docs and projects. You can collaborate task lists in real time. So as I'm typing out something or as I'm drawing something or as I'm creating something in a Word document, whatever, this will do it in real time. The spreadsheet is fantastic. It's full featured. I think there's over 400 functions on spreadsheets. So I'm really, really high on this app. Got a 4.2 rating out of 5. I would rate this 5 because it's that good, and I love this app. Of all the apps today, this is the one I probably use the most out of the selection today, and it's really nice. Now, this next one is called Lofi, Lo-Fi Music. I don't know why. I'm still debating. There's sometimes when I'm doing work and I just want some background music. And I'm very picky about the background music because I can easily get distracted. So if I put on something like the Rolling Stones or the Doors, or I'm dating myself here, but Steely Dan, I start singing the song and I'm off track. So sometimes I have to have music that I'm not familiar with. And This is a good app for that. This will work on any operating system. Got a rating of 4.7. Doesn't get much better than that. I guess it does 0.3 of a point. But all that said, this is a one-stop application with music for focusing to music for setting the vibe on a lazy Saturday afternoon. Personally curated is a collection. It's a collection of music gathered from all avenues of the world. Of the wide world web, promoting and recognizing the talents from around the globe. So relax and do your thing. Nice app, free. Try it out. I think you'll find it very handy. I really enjoy this app. And then last but not least, we have an app, again free, works on all operating systems. It's called Signal Private Messenger. And there's a million messengers out there. Why another one? Well, this one, you can communicate instantly while avoiding SMS fees. You can create groups so you can chat in real time with whoever you want all at once. You can share media or attachments in complete privacy. And the server never has access. This is important to anything that you've ever done, not one keystroke. So if you want to be completely secure, this is one of the very good apps out there for the messaging genre, if you would like. There's not much this doesn't do. It's highly, highly personal. You can't decrypt this. It's safe. So if you really want to get a device that's basically encrypted between you and whoever it is that you're on the chat with, and send media, share videos, share whatever it is you want, this is pretty foolproof in that regard. So it's called Signal Private Messenger, and I think you'll be very happy with it. Again, a lot of these apps are free. Doesn't mean that they work, but the ones that I'm selecting, I actually have tried out, and I know that there's no viruses. At least I haven't encountered any. And I also know that they're functional. Some of these free apps, although they're free, they're a pain in the neck and they're so kludgy that you can barely use them. These apps, I've tried every single one of them, and they work well. Now, I can't possibly keep all the apps. I do 6 to 10 apps a week in review. There's not a device large enough, so I have to be very selective now about what apps I load on my phone or my tablet because I don't have any more room. But that one is a pretty good one, Signal Private Messenger. So that's going to wrap it up today. I should tell everybody that you could email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all the email. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next Thursday night.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.